Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. That's good news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called He Shall Arise with Healing. This is from the live worship recording called Celebrate Living. The song came to me way back on November 3rd of 1981. Can you believe that? November 3rd, 1981. 1981 was going to prove to be quite the eventful year for me, especially November 7th. Again, the song came to me on November 3rd, 1981, and was inspired by Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, which says this, "But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness," that's S-U-N, "the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall." That's joy. A newborn calf in the spring skips around the pasture. In November of 1981, like I said, I keep coming back to 1981, but that was just a big year for me. The song was born during the time of my deliverance from sin. It's hard to believe it was so long ago now, and even more difficult to believe it took me so long to release this song to the body of Christ. But guys, God knows best. In 1981, I was grieving my wounds as well as my failures, my sin. And I had just finished reading a book by C.S. Lewis. You may know it. It's called A Grief Observed. This book deals with the subject of grief and its role in our lives. This was to be one of the first lessons I learned in allowing God to take the hurts and take the failures of my life and to use them for His glory. That's amazing. Sin left the world in disarray, but the blood of Christ came to redeem us from our sin and to restore us to God's order. God, like a surgeon, knows healing almost always involves pain. The sin sickness causes pain. That's where I was. I was in the middle of my sin sickness. The realization of one's own sin brings pain. I remember it well. The surgery to remedy the sickness brings pain. I remember it well. Even recovery brings pain. Yet healing always brings glory to God and reminds us of who is really in control. This song was simply my feeble attempt to express that truth. No matter what, He shall arise with healing. He, like a mother hen, spreads His wings and provides shelter and protection. Two things needed for healing to take place. And like the sun which breaks through the clouds, sending wings or rays of light to the dark earth below, He shines into the wounded places of our hearts and then restores life and a deeper intimacy with Himself. No matter what, He shall arise with healing.
Thank you, Lord. Let me ask you a question. Is there anyone here tonight who needs healing of any kind? Whether that be physical, emotional, whatever. Would you stand? We have a song we'd like to sing over you. We'd like to sing this song over you and ask the Holy Spirit just to fall like a steady cleansing, healing rain on us right now while we sing this song, just declaring that Jesus Christ is the healer, asking Him to arise with healing in His wings.
Does the surgeon stop cutting just because of the pain? Does the water stop flowing just because of the rain? Does the sun stop shining just because of the storm? Does the winter stop coming just so we can be warm? No, He shall arise with healing in His wings. He shall arise with just because of the spring. Do the birds stop their flight just to hear themselves sing? Did the master stop dying just because of the cross? Why should we grieve? We gain the life through his love. Oh, he shall arise when healing in his wings. He shall arise when healing love brings. He didn't stop his dying just because of the pain. Oh, he shall arise when healing in his wings. He shall arise when healing. Oh, he shall arise when healing. Oh, he shall arise when healing. He shall.
Father, we thank you that you are the God of healing. Your very name is Healer. Heal us now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5 says this, "Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever." That's a picture of what we have waiting for us in heaven, guys. Now that I am growing older, and I'm in the middle of a health battle with Parkinson's, the words of this song, "He Shall Arise with Healing," mean more to me than ever. The bottom line truth is this: God is always the healer. That's just who he is, and he always brings healing. It just may not be the type of healing we would choose, and it may not come within the time frame we would desire. But God's very nature is that of healer, and he always brings about healing to those who seek him. Our main issue is that God may choose to heal us through physical death. That's ultimate healing. Ultimately, I am with him whether I live or whether I die. Death and the onset of eternal life is perfect healing, regardless of my circumstances in the present, regardless of my past. He shall arise with healing, just as he did on that first resurrection day. And that brings healing. That brings joy to my soul. It just does. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday of each month for live stream worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, the first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I also have several children's books. I have several devotional books. I also have a novel there you might enjoy called The Short Life. Check it out at Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, He Shall Arise with Healing, from the live recording Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes or another streaming service. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.